First up, a Tasmanian abalone business has developed a way to value out a major marine pest on the state's east coast. Oscar Seafoods has set up a processing plant and commercial kitchen in Launceston, turning the roe of the long-spined sea urchin into dumplings. Louisa Smith spoke to owner Oscar Zun about his new venture.
I came to Tasmania in 2009. I decided to set up a seafood factory in Tasmania simply because Tasmania seafood is known as one of the best seafood delicacies in the world, and its reputation is so highly demanded in Asia countries. And obviously, when we decide to jump into the sea urchin business, is more into the obligations after being in the industry for so long in abalone, and we just see the numbers of the abalone declining so much. And as a member of the Abalone Council, we think we have the responsibility that we need to give everything what we can to help the industry to better utilize the resources, such as transforming the sea urchin into a sustainable business.
So eating a seafood pest.
Yes, exactly. It is eating a seafood pest. But in Asian countries, we actually treated sea urchin as one of the most delicacy seafood, especially in the Japanese cuisine. Normally, the premium sea urchins you can achieve around $2,000 per kilo in the auction market.
Where will the sea urchin come in? How will they be processed? Maybe you can take me on a bit of a tour.
Yeah, sure. Of course I can. So the sea urchin will be loaded in our factory, and we will take them into the main processing area where we crack the shell and take all the raw from the shell. And it will be put in the frozen block, and we use a blast freezer to quick frozen them and then transfer into our holding freezers. And
it will have a look, yeah?
Yeah. So that's the blast freezer what we're using for block freezing. And after block freezing, we will transfer into our holding freezer where the sea urchin will become a block like this. And what happened to the next step is when we're making dumplings, then we just take whatever we need and then we put into the dumplings and open up
with a little device, sort of like a prong.
Yeah, like a prong. Yes. And you open it up, and the next step is you take all the roll out into a small basket where you can separate the guts and the actual roll.
So it's a very time-consuming process.
It is time-consuming, and also it needs a lot of practice. And it's a very labor-intensive industry. And to process, say, 100 kilo of the sea urchin, you need about 5 people to work at least 1 or 2 hours to get decent meat.
How many people have you got working at the factory here?
At the moment, we got 12 people. So 5 people to work of processing area to shuck all the shell and to get the meat. And also, we got 6 to 8 people to make the dumplings.
Let's check those out.
Yes. We have the mixtures of sea urchins, and also we use sauce which from abalone guts to use concentrates to add the flavors. And also we add a little bit of local scallops, just purely makes the texture tender. And also we add a little bit of pork, just want to give a little bit of fat in it.
So is this a particular style of dumpling that is quite common in Southeast Asia?
Yes, this is the most traditional handmade dumpling ways, because these days a lot of places they use the machine instead of handmade, but you can certainly, the professionals can tell, the people who love to eat know the difference between the handmade and the machine made. So everything what we're made in here is always a handmade dumpling.
How many kilos of sea urchin do you expect to process annually?
Yeah, sure. We actually we have already processed about 100 kilo at the moment only the roe. If you're talking about the shell weight, that's about 1 ton products already. So by saying that, 100 kilo of the products only gives you around maybe 500 or 800 of the dumplings. So if we're talking the numbers of the tray which we plan to make and then sell to the major supermarket, so that's 12 in each tray. So you only get about, like say, you know, 50 trays. So we're hoping to add the number into hundreds and thousands in order to meet the demands for the summertime when the tour bus load people come. I think in the long term run, sea urchin will be a sustainable business simply because they just keep coming up. And not only for the issues in Tasmania, but there's also issues in Victoria, because I also set up my another factory in Melbourne 2 years ago. And also by doing that, it's also the aiming of getting more supplies. If there's a shortage in Tasmania, we still can organize some maybe sustainable supplies from other place. So but again, by saying that, I think there's a lot of sea urchin we have to get rid of in Tasmania.
Oscar Jun from Oscar Seafood speaking to Larissa Smith about value adding the long spined sea urchin at a new factory in Launceston.